discussion with Ben and Ben Talablu, the senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Up to date, several days past the attack on Israel by Iran. Bloomberg, Iran said it may review its nuclear policies if Israel threatens to attack the country's atomic sites. And Iran vowed to respond in kind to any such strike by the Jewish state. Benham, this is, in many instances, more threats from Tehran about their suspect nuclear weapons program. I speak with your colleagues routinely, Andrea Stricker and Richard Goldberg, about the program. It is days, hours, weeks I never remember tumbling around me to build a bomb. The question of miniaturization of that bomb has never been answered. You can't use it on a missile unless you get it small enough. I don't know if they have that capability. If they keep talking about a bomb, and it comes back to me, I thought when I first heard of the attack, what if they had an atomic weapon? We'd be in a different universe right now. This threat, we'll go and build a bomb fast if you attack us. How do you hear it, Benham?
It's part of a trend. Unfortunately, we have to connect the dots, and I'm trying to chew the fat with you as I speak on an article, not now, but potentially in the medium term on this issue. Iran has been dropping hints since 2018 that the more pressure it receives, the more it will go towards the nuclear issue. That's akin to somebody, you know, running towards the cliff, and then ultimately when you go to stop them from falling, they jump off the cliff and they say, hey, you pushed me, or hey, you touched me, or hey, I saw an arm outstretched near me. The Islamic Republic of Iran has steadily built up this atomic infrastructure, particularly in the shadow of Western pressure. In 2018, 2019, Iran's former intelligence minister, if I'm not mistaken, Alavi is his name, said that Iran was akin to a Persian cat. If you corner this cat, it'll, you know, claw back at you. Then in 2022, if I'm not mistaken, Kamal Kharazi mentioned Iran's growing enrichment rates and dangled those growing enrichment rates as a prospect of Iran being able to do more merely at a time of its own choosing. Then earlier this year, Ali Akbar Salehi, the former head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, an MIT-trained nuclear physicist, talked about Iran having everything it needed for a bomb, just like all of the disassembled parts of a car equaling a car itself. This comment was chastised and called out by the IAEA director, Grossi. And then, much more recently, this IRGC official in charge of security at these facilities now overtly connecting those dots, taking it to the next level, dangling the nuclear sword of Damocles over Israel and the West. And ironically, he's doing it at a time when conventional Iranian deterrence is eroding because of the failures of the strike and the anticipation of an overwhelming Israeli counterpunch. And Iranian deterrence against said counterpunch is basically predicated on two things. Biden, and Biden politically, militarily constraining Israel or limiting Israel, therefore allowing Israel to not establish deterrence against Iran after the Jewish state received this huge barrage of attacks. And the second is this nuclear blackmail, that with this architecture, with this atomic infrastructure, if you try to do something against us, you'll be the one who will have pushed us all the way, basically denuding yourself of responsibility and agency. And it's a very potent duo, this constraining, restraining U.S. Impulse rooted in this president and rooted in actually the body politic of wanting to leave the region. You have three U.S. presidents preaching to that, Obama, Trump, and Biden, and likely the next one will as well. And then, of course, this Iranian ability to weaponize, not quite literally, but figuratively, its atomic infrastructure in crisis bargaining scenarios in the future. And one wonders the degree to which this powerful duo will constrain and restrain Israel as it thinks through a response.
Ben and Ben Talablu, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,